Hello.
Hi. Calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with the media?
He's not in right now. Would you like to call her later on?
Oh, you can help me out. This is not a sales call. In which of the following states are you registered to vote?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming elections for president, Congress, and other local offices? Probably a 50-50 chance.
I will vote.
And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Can you specify that for me, please?
Excuse me?
I didn't understand the question.
What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Right now, I'm not in a group.
Oh, are you Hispanic, Latino?
Yeah, I'm a Latino.
And what year were you born?
89.
I know that it's still a long ways off. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words.
There's a lot of violence out there, a lot of violence.
There's a lot of violence?
Yes.
There are a lot of violence. Is that correct?
A lot of violence, yeah. A lot of violence, yeah.
And now, thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I wasn't able to get to vote because I got a surgery, so I wasn't able to vote.
And thinking again about this November's elections, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I still am thinking about that. I'm not sure yet.
Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Green Party candidate?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of how you plan to vote, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates? Using a scale from 0 to 10, 0 to 100. 0 means that you're not going to vote, and 100 means that you're definitely going to vote. Here's the first one, Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, what do you choose?
Maybe an 8.
Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
A 10.
And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I'm not sure yet on that yet. I'm still thinking of that. I'm not sure. You're saying that if you would, I have to think about, I need to look at my book and read the, because I already received my book, but I haven't got a chance to read it. But I'll read it, and then I'll make my choice.
Well, if the elections were held today, and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I have no idea yet.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Adam Schiff or Republican Steve Garvey?
I haven't read the book yet. I would like to be able to read the book so I could know who I'm going to vote for or who I'm choosing. I don't know. I know you're saying that if it was right now, but I need to read it so I could know who I want to vote for.
Well, if the elections were held today, to which candidate would you lean? A Democrat Adam Schiff or Republican Steve Garvey?
Don't know yet.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issues of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
That's a real hard one because I don't know who to vote for on those or who I would choose. Yeah, Donald Trump would be my choice. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, okay. And thank you again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, Donald Trump, much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Please indicate whether you strongly agree, disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statement. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
You saying that if Joe Biden would, for the immigrants, give them a opportunity.
Yes, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Someone agrees.
President Biden should prioritize offering work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
So they could help out. So they could help contribute to this country?
Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
On that one, I think I'm not really sure because I kind of think I would probably somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I strongly agree on that one.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being target in deportation raids.
Agree.
I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Yes.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens.
Can you repeat that question again?
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens.
I strongly agree.
Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration forum would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2020 elections. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Most likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Are much more likely, much less likely?
Most likely. Much more.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I strongly agree.
Are much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
I agree.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Strongly agree.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Strongly agree.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Agree.
Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned with each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe Coles on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Is this very concerning, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all?
Concerning.
Very concerning or somewhat concerning?
Very concerning.
Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, international camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerning, somewhat, or not at all concerning?
Concerning.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
concerning
Donald Trump and Republicans to use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
That's very concerning.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earned pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for a decade.
That's concerning.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to read you a different approach of former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an ordinary and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closest to your own view?
Joe Biden,
okay. Joe Biden much more or Joe Biden somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's elections. If the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think I will be most likely voting for Joe Biden.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Instagram, OAN, YouTube, TikTok, WhatsApp, Univision, Fox News?
No, I just see Channel 34, yeah, Univision. And also
would
Channel
that be
5.
Univision, mostly, Channel 34, or Telemundo?
34. And I also see KTLA, Channel 5. Mostly news in English.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
My mom, rest in peace, she was... from Mexico.
And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
I was born in the city of Mexico, but my mom taught me well, and I'm a citizen now.
Okay. And what language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I don't consider myself none of the above.
Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
I think it will be more the beginning it was more Democratic.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to high school.
Did you graduate?
Yes, I did.
And what is your religion, if any?
Christian.
Catholic, evangelical?
No, a Christian. Regular, just a Christian.
Okay. Regular Christian. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Maria.
Maria? M-A-R-I-A.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey, Maria. Thank you for your participation. Are you interested in participating if in a follow-up research today? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Well, I'm really not, I don't live here. My friend just stepped out to the store, but if she allows me to pick up her phone, like she allow me, then I would answer again.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.